Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited about our next guest. She's joining us all the way from South Africa today to discuss her book, Wild Avengers. I'm talking about author Diane van der Westhoven. She's going to be talking to us not only about the journey of writing the book, but also some of the themes of the book that she hopes readers of all ages are able to take in. Diane, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Nice to chat to you. As I said to you earlier, I'm absolutely thrilled. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the time. And I have to say a big thank you to iPromoteBooks.Diane, of course, for bringing you to my attention, because I don't think I would have heard about the book otherwise. So thank you so much, Diane, for introducing me to this Diane. Diane, you know, there are so many great messages in your book, Wild Avengers. And I just want to kind of begin the conversation there, because what I love that you were able to do is to not only entertain the reader, but also to get us to think about our actions. What has it been like for you to share that message with us?
Thank you very much. I'm really glad that you got that, because at first glance, it could just be a good story. But I find that what makes my heart beat faster is to pass on messages that I've learned as an adult, and hopefully children and some adults perhaps will pick up something of value in the book about where we care about each other and for the planet. So thank you for that very much indeed.
Yeah. Well, it is an amazing message.
I think
message.
The primary... Are they girl?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diane.
No, I think the primary message to children is to overcome your fears. And once you overcome fear, there's nothing that you're incapable of doing. The world is your oyster.
Right.
And that is through a childhood where I learned to escape into books, and as an adult, finally put into action the things that I have learned. And I'm looking forward to reading your book, because I have a strong feeling that taps into exactly what we're talking about at the moment.
Mm, exactly.
Is to overcome fears and to be who you were born to be. You are limitless. It's only our thoughts that limit us.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Essentially, that's the core message.
It really is, and it comes out really strongly in Wild Avengers. And I think the great thing about it too, Diane, is that, you know, you're able to tie it into enjoyment and to show us that, you know, that great books can not only inspire us and entertain us, but also give us something that we can take along with us. When did you realize that you had the gift of storytelling? When did you know that for yourself?
Oh, you know, Cyrus, it began when I was a child, but, you know, life gets in the way, and then we're too busy making a living to focus on what makes our heart beat faster and perhaps what we were born to do. I hope I'm not being arrogant when I say that.
Hmm.
And it's only later in life when I read a book by Wayne Dyer, one of my great teachers, just by reading his books, about what is it that inspires us. You know, life can be as dull or as interesting as we make it, and if we find what makes us excited, then our lives are much richer for it. And it was when I started looking back on what made me excited as a child that I rediscovered. And it was through the wonderful inspiration and encouragement from some wonderful friends who said to me, you know, Dad, girl, do this. You can do this. And surprise, surprise, I did it. So, you know, thanks to them as well.
Exactly.
And, it's been a wonderful journey.
You know, and I love the way that you said, we use that word on this program all the time, Diane, the power of the journey, and Wayne Dyer is one of my favorites as well, so I'm glad that we have that in common. Another reason why I like you. I think he is so inspiring and helps us to really realize what we know to be the truth of ourselves and to know that we're here for a reason. So then, you take that desire you had, Diane, to tell a story, and now thanks to the world, the way that the world is, we're able to literally touch each other. I mean, there you are in South Africa. I'm here in the States.
Yeah.
You know, the world is kind of at our fingertips thanks to the Internet. Do you think the Internet is one of the reasons why you were able to share the story?
Absolutely. If it weren't for the Internet, I would have been lost. And thanks again to Diane DeWitt Hall that put us together. You know, the thing is, getting a book published, writing a book is part of the journey. And then the disappointment sets in when you get rejected all the time by publishers and agents.
Right.
And you tend to lose momentum, and you tend to lose belief in yourself, and the dark nights of working on your own, you think it's for nothing. And then we have the avenue of the internet where we can publish for ourselves and reach out to people via the internet and connect with people like yourself who think the same and feel the same about the world. And it's been a wonderful experience, I must say. And it's opened up a whole new world for me. And it's encouraging me to – I've got so many more books in me.
Yeah.
There will be a book two. I've started on book two of Wild Avengers, and it will be another chapter about the thought process, where the first one was about love and the power of love. The second one will be the power of thought.
Right.
And how thoughts can change our reality if we just use the brains that we have. You know, that's a neglected part of our body, I do believe, strongly.
Exactly. I totally agree, and I think our listeners will as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, we really have a treat today. Joining us live from South Africa is author Diane Vanderwessen.
I love that.
I had it right the first time, Diane. She's joining
well
us
done,
today.
Cyrus.
Yeah, you know, she's joining us today to talk about her book, Wild Avengers, but also, of course, to talk about the journey of being able to write this book and literally share it with the world. Now, I want to talk about some of the responses to the book, because I've been sharing some of my thoughts, and there's more I want to talk about later, Diane. But, you know, one of the great things about the internet, is especially Amazon.com, is that you're able to get these reviews. Mm. As you've been able to read the reviews,
yes,
and to read what people are thinking about the book, does that kind of make you feel like you made the right decision to share the story?
It certainly does. I've had wonderful encouragement, obviously, from friends, as I mentioned earlier, which has been wonderful. But they will say, even if I wrote absolute rot, I think they would still tell me I was a wonderful writer.
Right.
But from strangers, from people like Diane, for instance, who have assured me, because self-doubt is a very powerful drug, and we tend to slide into that too easily. So it's wonderful when, quote-unquote, strangers think that you're worthy, your work is worthy, that it uplifts you, and you feel, okay, I'm actually not bad at this. I can do this again if I want to. So
right.
The reviews that you get, absolutely, and I'm hoping that there are more readers out there who will enjoy the work,
right,
and will give me their feedback either which way, because you cannot improve yourself just by looking at what you do well. It's what you don't do well that you have to polish.
Exactly.
So either which way, I'm quite happy to take on board any comments that anybody has to share with me. But obviously, I do enjoy the pats on the back very much after all the hard work. And I'm sure you would feel the same way with your book.
Exactly. Well, you know, you bring up another interesting point, Diane, because, you know, the thing, there are so many different layers for me as a reader when I was reading Wild Avengers. The thing that first struck me, because I honestly went into the book based on, you know, Diane Hall's recommendation. And so I was like, you know what, this is a book that Diane likes, I'm going to read it. And when I started to read it, what got me the most was how universal the story was. Because I think, for one thing, it really shows, for one, the power that young people have that sometimes we adults have given up, but also the ability to realize what is possible. I mean, you know, was that part of your hope that by having these young heroes, that they would remind us as adults what we can accomplish?
Absolutely. You know, inside of us, there's all a frightened child to a lesser or greater degree. And we allow this child to dictate, based on our negative experiences in our childhood, to dictate our adulthood. But they don't serve us anymore. And if we can recognize these self-destructive thoughts and behaviors and think and realize that fear is just a thought in your head about something, and you can change your thought in an instant. It may not be easy, but it's certainly possible.
Right.
So if adults enjoy the book purely on a story level, I am thrilled to bits, because I do believe that conservation is a very important part of our lives, especially living in Africa as we do. We're very well aware of it. But on an individual basis, if adults can say, well, you know, I never thought of life that way, and maybe if I just change a thought, I have so much more power available to me, and I'm capable of so much more than I ever dreamed possible.
Yeah.
I think, Cyrus, certainly for me, that would be better than an Oscar, really. If one person can change their thoughts, it will be worth so. It will have been worth all the hard work that I put into the book.
Yeah,
and I'm sincerely hoping that message is brought across to the adults who read the book. It really would mean a lot to me.
And
like yourself, I mean, I'm thrilled a bit that you've seen through just the story and you've seen the deeper analogies within the book. I mean, it's threaded with so many lessons. It may be it may escape some, but if they take away one good thing, then it's been all the worth it for me.
Exactly. Do you also think another great reminder in Wild Avengers, Diane, and it's something that I thought about even after finishing the book about my life and so many other lives, and that is how interconnected we are, not only with humans, but also with every creature on this earth. Is that also something that you felt in writing this book?
Yes, absolutely. As I've gotten older and with the power of the internet, when I see the way we treat animals, the visceral reaction I get when I see these things reminds me that, you know, the qualities we share with animals, the fears, you know, the wish for life and joy is universal. And I have no doubt that we do share a certain energy, and on that level we cannot but help reach out to them and say, listen, we can do things better. We're supposed to be the superior species, then let's behave like it. As I say, living in Africa as I do, there's a very strong connection to the earth.
Right.
We often, South Africans travel often to game reserves, and a lot of us are passionate about the preservation of life on this planet. So I have no doubt about that at all. It's very deep within my psyche.
Yeah. And I think that is the amazing thing about it. So, you know, I would hope as individuals are listening to this radio broadcast, Diane, you know, not only where we are locally but around the world thanks to the internet, and even thinking about, you know, what you have done and what all of us have done, I think the other thing that really gets me is the power of one. Because Chile and Ty could have easily said, you know what, there's no way we can do anything. You know, we're not worthy enough. You know, there's nothing that we can do. But they didn't. They were willing to do everything they could. Is it also your hope that we will look around our situation and say, I'm willing to do whatever I can to make the world better?
You know, we all have talents, and in some small or large way, there's nothing that goes unnoticed, or it has an impact in some way or another. For me, it's writing. For another individual, it could be making a donation. It could be any small thing taking notice of what it is that we do, and it would mean a lot if in some small way that we do something, no matter how insignificant we think it may well be. It's not. It has the impact that we far beyond our ken, and certainly on that basis, the children could have easily given up, and they nearly did once or twice because they had to overcome the thing that frightened them the most. And finally, when Chile realizes that, listen, there's nothing that can stop me, only my thoughts can stop me, that she finally overcomes her fears and is capable of moving forward and saving the planet, essentially, and destroying the bad guy, who's a wonderful bad guy, I must admit. You like him, rather.
well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because I will say this. You know, I think, you know, and I have learned this now in my life, that, you know, the whole thing of good and bad sometimes is not as cut and dry as we would like for it to be. Because what is bad is sometimes does not come across that way. And I think, you know, there are people who will read this book, Wild Avengers, Diane, and will say, you know what, because, you know, there are so many of us that have things that we like, things that we want, and we don't think about what has to happen for us to get those things. You know, and, you know, just like if you like a certain type of clothing, we don't think of what goes into making those clothing or who goes into it and what conditions they're in. We just know we like that particular thing, you know. I think people will think about that a little bit. I know I did when I was reading the book. You know, just because we want something, you know, we need to think about more than ourselves. And I think that's the selfless nature that Chile and Ty display.
Yes, I think, you know, I wrote something this morning about the fact that power, or the assumption that we are superior, brings with a responsibility, and without humanity it ends up in cruelty.
Right.
I suppose the easiest people to pick on would be the people who make fur coats, for instance. That is the most popular one. But you're right. There are consequences to our choices, and sometimes we have to think a little bit further. It occurs to me more and more when I walk into a butchery, the smell of death, it may be controversial, but it's beginning to eat at me viscerally, that something has to die in order for me to enjoy a steak, for instance. And let me tell you, I'm just as guilty as the next man on that basis, but slowly but surely it is becoming a part of me that I'm incapable of choosing something that may have negative repercussions for another creature, not only another human being, but another creature on this planet. You know, they feel pain and anguish just the same as we do. There's no distinction. There absolutely isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, and as I say, that may be controversial, but however, that is essentially one of the messages in the book, yes.
It is, for sure,
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's something that...
I mean, the thing is, the biggest issue we have in Africa at the moment is rhino poaching.
Oh, yes.
And ivory hunters killing elephants at a phenomenal rate. I mean, they're in their thousands at the moment. And it is shocking that people can do this to creatures just for the sake of monetary gain. That's on a level that I have absolutely no understanding of at all.
Right.
And that message is particularly strong in the book.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I love the way that you summed it up. I really do believe that, I mean, each one of our actions, you know, for the good or the bad, you know, have consequences. And there are things that come along with it. And I think that is the thing. And that's one of the great things, again, about the way you've kind of woven together this story, Diane. So congratulations to you again. Again, everyone, I've been having a great conversations with the author of the book, Wild Avengers. I've been speaking to Diane van der Westhoven. I've been talking to her not only about the book, but also about the messages of the book and what she hopes you as readers are able to take away from it. The book is available right now at a very good price for us in the States, less than $3 on Amazon.com, so you guys can take advantage of buying it there. So definitely do that. Share your review as well as let other people know what you're thinking about the book. Diane, I'll be posting my review on Amazon.com soon. How can our listeners stay connected with you?
You've got my email address. I'm on Facebook and via my blog site. I will link you up on my blog site, and we'll keep in touch.
All right.
And I want to thank you very much indeed for this exposure. And I want to wish you and your listeners a fabulous new year, and everything that you wished for, begged for, prayed for, I hope it lands right in your lap.
Oh, thank you for that.
It's a fabulous year for all of us.
Thank you, Diane.
And I look forward to getting your book, by the way, and you can expect a review from me as well.
Oh, I appreciate that. And definitely want to thank Diane DeWitt Hall again for joining us together. And Diane, you know, I'm excited to have been your first radio interview. I'm excited about that. So thank you for being a guest on Conversations Live. I really appreciate it.
It's been wonderful. Thank you very much. You're a really nice guy. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of our show. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Diane, no worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay of this conversation just a little bit later after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. As Diane mentioned, she is on Facebook. We've already tagged her with the link so you guys can easily find her on our page. And again, I cannot thank Diane again of I Promote Books for setting up this conversation with us today. Really appreciate that and glad that we could share it with our listeners today. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.